In a major move to strengthen the long-term sustainability of the National Insurance Services, NIS, contribution increases introduced as part of ongoing reform efforts are already delivering strong financial results. Executive Director Stuart Haynes reports that the NIS recorded a $14 million surplus last year and is projecting close to $40 million this year. Director Haynes said funds are critical to securing pension payments and protecting the livelihoods of thousands of pensioners well into the future.
Early January, we started the increase in June 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I'm pleased to report that the reform has shown signs of significant progress. Last year, for instance, the NIS made a profit of $14 million, and we projected to make a profit this year close to $40 million. That is significant. It's great work on the compliance team, but also on the investment team. But it's important, when NIS make profit, what we do with that profit? And I don't like to call it profit. We have had excess income over expenditure to meet future benefit.
Mm.
And that is $40 million. Because, I mean, the truth is that for every dollar we collect in contribution income, 85 cents goes back to the economy in pension. 10 cents we use to administrate Social Security. And 5 cents go back into the reserve to ensure we can pay future benefit.
Haynes explained that the contribution increases are being introduced gradually to avoid economic shocks and ensure the long-term sustainability of the pension system.
Move from 10 to 15, you know, straight away. That's a 50% increase.
Right.
That will cause a shock to the economy. So the responsible thing was to do this gradually over time. So the suggestion was, because at that time, our cash inflow was lower than our cash outflow. And to pay benefit, we had to run down the use the reserve, which is typical for mature Social Security plan. So what we suggested is that we could gradually move it. So in June 2024, you increase from 10 to 12. 1st January 2025, we move to 13. 1st January 2026 to 14. And 1st January 2027, we will move to 15. So that's a gradual funding.
Mm-hmm.
And this mechanism of ensuring that you can sustain the pension that you pay, because NIS is more than an institution of pensioners. NIS is food on the table. NIS is providing their medication.
Right.
NIS is, you know, peace of mind for them. So we have to ensure that we secured those 10,000 pensioners that are receiving monies.
Haynes stressed that the reforms are about protecting the livelihoods of more than 10,000 pensioners, ensuring their pensions provide for basic needs such as food, medication, and peace of mind.
What we want is that persons not to get a pension on paper.
Right.
Meaning that you just received this pension. We want persons' pension to be benefit. A pension is a benefit only if it is paid. So we realize that changes need to be made. There are two routes we can take. One, do nothing. And if you do nothing and pretend this problem does not exist, then the system collapses within a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or we could do something and ensure that pension is paid for life. Any responsible organization would opt to do something. We're the only Social Security system in the region that has a peer review. This was endorsed by our actuaries from the 8th actuary to the 12th actuarial valuation.
Executive Director of the National Insurance Services, NIS, Stuart Haynes. As the NIS continues to evolve, its focus remains on the well-being of contributors and pensioners alike, ensuring that the system remains robust, transparent, and responsive to the needs of the community. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.